Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. You are listening to Comedian Organic OK. Well, actually, I'm Talk Dude. That's the name of the show. It's named after the gentleman to the right here. You are listening to the show Organic OK. And please, don't just talk. Don't just listen. Talk. Get involved. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, Organic, do you have some magic spell to cast? Come on, let's hear it.
Hi, yes, everyone. This is the day. Hold on a second. The day is the day. Listen to this. This show is a magical place in the new year that we have been, you know, waiting for. And seeing how that space that we have been digesting in our ideas would come to life. And this is the time that I want to say everyone a happy new year. This is the first day of the actual year. And I wanted you to be woke up with your ideas shared as a better place of a new year for the first moment. Today is actually, today is someone that I know birthday. And happy birthday to you. And yeah, this is a day. Happy birthday, Antoine. And this is a moment in time where there's a lot of gifts that we are looking to give people. Talk, dude. How are you feeling today?
I feel a little bit better. I was high strung earlier or whatever, but I'm feeling better. Feeling much better.
All right. So what do you feel in this new year? What do you feel in your great fears that's not even, you know, a weapon to use against yourself? How do you truly use your infrastructure of the new growth in this new year to share with others at this time? Can you give a little people a little bit about that so they can be refreshed from a good space in you?
All right. It's a new year. I want there to be some definite changes. I wrote up a lot of resolutions, and I posted them on my wall. And I want to look at them every day to make sure I'm carrying them out. Are they following? Am I making it happen? That's the question.
But don't allow that to be a grocery list for people to look at and actually take over your actual things, because people try to say they're going to try to do things, and how they put it together is one thing. How they carry it out is a whole nother story. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the thing. Recognizing what you're trying to do and being able to carry this out is half the battle. The other battle in you is freeing all the ability by giving it the life and the lifestyle with the belief. See, today, this show is based about community. I was talking to someone earlier, and there's so many people that you try to give freedom to that have unfreedom experiences that they are cherishing. And you notice that you try to people, oh, this is the best idea I got. I love this. I love to share. And people don't even, they even set their mind to be free, and you're wasting the freedom, a little bit of oxygen of freedom you got on the space of no return for people that are not returning. But you know, you always wanted to have freedom. And so why would you waste the freedom that you truly want with people that is not free in their actual reference to the ideas that even in their fantasies that they're talking to you about? Somebody give our viewers, you know, it's a time, you know, have somebody get by you that you know and they say some things about you that's uplifting. You got things and derogatory. They uplift stories and you kind of get used to that because when you know, you're like, oh, this is a special thing. They talk about things in their life and then they put me in middle of it and give me, you know, this kind of like, oh, I'm talking about part of drama. And you feel like you're gifted because I'm going to plant this drama of something that you're not even dealing with in your life and you're involved. And you feel like, this is special. But now you got people that not even, like, they taking the people, strangers, that you don't know, they are investing the same kind of destruction. I mean, what is this we got to do? This is a new year. A new ability, new ideas. People are so, you know, this is the community part of the show, right? So this is about your city. This is about those cities, about coming together and expressing from a business platform what the community needs to have implemented, right? You say, hey, what state am I in? You know, what city? But listen, this is not just about one state. This is not about one city because this is about me traveling or, you know, covering the distance of where the spaces of where people truly connect to the most. Okay. Now, this can be anywhere, you know, stores and businesses and, you know, and it is a lot of different type of spaces where people business is set up not in a traditional factor, right? You can hear somebody say, oh, you're coming down to my business. And you come down to the business, like, what is this? Like, you may not be familiar with some of what businesses are, right? It's unorthodox, right? And a lot of people picture situations where, you know, their business has operated not in the most safe environments, right? Mm-hmm. But they say, well, it's their business, how they operate, and, yeah, someone have to do it. Right, I get it. But there's some cases where, you know, I don't think I want to do. I'm not going to be going in all kind of business settings. Not every kind of business settings I want to be in. It's clear, right? You know? So that's one of the things that we have to be realistic. I'm not going to be going to every type of meeting. Maybe some steps that we're here. I'm going to have to do some, you know, some phone conversations from a distance, right? Because every place I'm not going to want to go in every place. It's unrealistic. You know, because for one, I'd be going into harm's way, right? So when you go to harm's way, just living life. But hey, I'm not going to rationalize the way you think things are supposed to be because that makes sense. Sometimes things make sense, they ain't making sense, right? Based on what it is from what's going on at that moment. Okay, talk, dude.
Okay,
come on now.
Okay, I'll talk right now. Look, I think what we all need to do, take a moment to stop and reflect. Just stop worrying about the problems for a second. Take a deep breath.
One moment, sir. This show is called Community. Community. So this is a community platform. It's not the exact same show. It's called Community. Okay? So y'all realize what kind of stuff we're talking about, everybody.
Okay. We live in a community. Ask yourself, every single day, are you reaching out to your community? Are you helping out? Are you talking to people in your community? The neighborhood you're living in, you know, they usually look out for each other.
And hopefully they don't harass nobody. No, you notice that you stay in the community, people harass you. Come on now.
That's true.
Not as bad as they used to, but they're getting more clever about it now.
Here's the question. What are you doing to make sure you and your community are working together?
Yeah. What are you doing?
When you and your community, a team, because even in a rich neighborhood where everybody lives in five-story mansions with pools and hot tubs, one inside and one outside.
You ever been in a place like that before?
The closest really was my uncle's place. He was.
Hey! Don't talk about your personal business too much right now. Don't talk about too much, sir. I was just referencing it as a joke, sir. I didn't mean to jump out of airplane with no parachute, yeah. Sir.
Good Lord! Even they should know each other and connect. Know everyone in your community, like the kids at school.
Oh my goodness. Aren't you glad those days are not the exact same x-ray you have to look over? You don't have to look over them same experiences. That's an x-ray that I don't think you necessarily want to go through.
If you mean if I'm glad they're over, yeah. You know, the funny thing is I feel like I want to be a kid now. Now they got social media and portable video games everywhere and whatnot.
You would like to be a kid this time, huh?
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah. Yeah,
it's called a reflecting. I understand what you were saying. I understand what you were reflecting from. But you have to be more. You have to be a little bit more nice, little guy. You're being like the bully of the new time period. Is that what I said? I got it. I got that part. Yeah. So let's look at this. This year. You know, realistically, probably more like midway through the year. Yeah. So this is the thing. Everyone, we're gonna have some changes in the program, and you're going to start being, you know, a part of the process that you experience. You're going to see some things, right? So listen to this. This guy right here is a comedian, okay? Mm-hmm. He is going to be doing some things, and you're going to want to interact with him, right? You say to yourself, how do I talk to this guy? How am I interacting with him? See, one of the things that he kind of, you know, don't recognize about he is so sincere most of the time about what he says, you know. So that what happens is when you deal with somebody normally that you don't know, they tend to be insincere. So you have to always kind of like get them on that good moment, the good light, the good day, the good illustrated piece. Like it's all these things that become so much of something that it seems like you have to constantly – you know, modify that you miss the mark, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can talk to him pretty much any day of the week for the most part, and you know he do have point of view. I'm not gonna say he don't have point of view or reference to things that you say at moments. This is a little bit different, my fella. This is a little bit different, okay? But for the most part,
you gotta be kidding me.
It happened. Don't worry about it, everybody. This is the beginning of the year. It happens to the best of us. And this is a little appetizer. Just to let you know. Just get the little crust and stuff off your eyes and allow you to, you know, brush your teeth and mouthwash and get in the shower, maybe whatever you're doing, and just get yourself together. You know, this is don't worry about it, everybody. We're gonna have another show coming tomorrow. Not tonight, but tomorrow, okay? Everybody, you know, we're going to get this correct this year. Oh, man, it's over. We got so many things coming out. Oh, my goodness, you won't believe it. If I told you, you wouldn't believe it. It's going to be happening. Oh, we're going to turn so many things over. Thank you. Thank you, Talk Dude, so much. Everybody, tell this gentleman right here, we haven't forgotten him. We got some things stored for you, man.
All right. Talk Dude. I'm there.
And we appreciate you. We want to put this on the air. Let's say, Talk Dude from around the world. Say, as you listen to this, hey, we appreciate you, man. Just take the time. I want you to just take the time. What we're saying to you, when you listen to this, just saying to, you know, fellow colleague, we appreciate you, man. Happy New Year's to you.
All right.
This is Comedian Organic, okay? Talk Dude, we appreciate you, man. Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year.
And to you, Antoine, happy birthday again, man. Take care.
You know, I give you Anton's number. I should come by and basically show my respect in person. Oh, no, the COVID. Well, they have a Facebook. Maybe I can send him a nice text.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate you very much, Talk Dude. And we want to say, you know, welcome to the new year, Talk Dude. And appreciate yourself. This is the moment.
All right.
Talk to you soon, man. Thank you very much.